You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Now, tell me about your father.
City Counselling on 95BFM, our weekly chat with the good people of Auckland Council.
Last week, the Council's Civil Defence and Emergency Management Committee said they would be seeking to implement a number of recommendations that improve emergency readiness for disabled populations. Following a hui last year where community members were invited to bring forward issues relating to future planning for natural disasters, I was interested to hear about how the Council is taking suggestions on board. As well, Auckland Council has been considering proposals to mitigate flood risks around the Wairau catchment, including one which would see the reduction of the size of the Takapuna Golf Course to convert the space into a flood catchment. I spoke to Auckland Councillor Sean Henderson on both of these topics, firstly by asking him to discuss the desired outcomes relating to emergency preparedness for disabled people and the Council's first steps to implementation.
Yeah, absolutely. So I'm really excited actually about the Auckland Emergency Management's work on how we help the disability community both before sort of in preparation and during extreme weather events. So first and foremost, just want to point out, you know, the disability community have every right to the dignity of communicating what they need during all these processes and to have their voices heard and to be catered for like everybody else. And so I'm really glad the Council's working on it. So a couple of things that they have been working on. They've got a list of recommendations, and it includes things like accessing the buildings that we use for civil defence centres. That's really important. Producing accessible formats of communication to kind of improve Auckland Emergency Management's education to the disability community. Scoping potential emergency relief facilities that we could use to sort of cater as well to those kind of needs. And to just also build relationships, because there's a lot of groups out there that are doing some really fantastic work in these communities across what's a really big city. And the more that we can work with them to get their needs to the forefront, that's going to work really well. So that's the sort of recommendations that they're looking to put through, yeah.
Do you think that Auckland Council should be offering more training or resources to staff relating to meeting the needs of our disabled whānau and or ensure that these perspectives are included in various types of future planning undertaken within the council?
Yeah, 100%. So we are putting resources, specific resources, to working with the disability community for emergency management. Now, whether that's enough or not, that's kind of not for me to say, but for people like the Disability Advisory Panel that we have on council and for the community groups that work with the community, they will tell you, I think, whether it is enough. But I can assure you that we are putting specific resources dedicated to this. And hopefully that will be adequate to meet people's needs, yeah.
Do you think that the government's announcement of the removal of census data could potentially negatively impact disabled communities through both local and central government understanding of these populations?
Yeah, potentially, and that's a bit of a concern. And so, you know, the other stakeholder that we have to work really closely with is the government, right? And so we've got to make sure that we're super clear on what the needs are for Auckland, because honestly, the climate change induced weather events that we're going to have, I think we're quite concerned about the likelihood of these storms happening again and again in the future. So we need to make sure that all Aucklanders have access to the resources they need.
I'll chuck on to my next topic. What are your thoughts on Golf New Zealand Chief Executive Jeff Latch's rejection of the proposal to convert half of the Takapuna Golf Course into a flood catchment?
Yeah, well, I welcome their feedback and to the proposals, as I would with any stakeholder, including the community that's really affected by this directly, which is the golfing community, right? We need to find a way to work with them on their concerns. And, you know, luckily the council are putting in a bunch of things in place to kind of do that. So one of them is the community advisory group to ensure kind of broad representation and ongoing input into design and engagement. And so, yeah, working closely with the Takapuna Golf Club management and developers as well. These are the kind of groups that we have committed to work with already. So, yeah, I welcome those kind of comments, but at the same time, we need to work on solutions that are going to work for the North Shore community.
Yeah, council has been considering a couple options relating to reducing this flood risk around the Wairau catchment. What are some of the main factors that you would say council takes into account when it comes to developing these proposals?
Yeah, look, I think the main factor is why are we doing it in the first place, or proposing to do it in the first place? And, you know, redeveloping the site into a wetland and detention basin, that's going to reduce flood risk for homes, for key roads and institutions like the North Shore Hospital, local schools, these kinds of things. So the advice that we're getting from experts is that this kind of work is needed, and we do need to look into it. But how, what shape that takes, that's kind of up in the air, right? But I think a main factor of it is how do we protect people's homes and key institutions.
Do you think that the golf club's alternative plan to that would retain the course is a suitable or sufficient approach for reducing flood risks for the local area?
Yeah, look, I think we need to kick the tires of it and see if it does work. And luckily we've got those kind of mechanisms that I've mentioned to do that. I'm not sort of predetermined on that at this moment. I kind of want to know more about, more from expert advice as well onto that plan. So, you know, I think we're dealing with a area of expertise here. So it's not just sort of a guy in the stands commenting on it. I think I'd rather hear from experts. And I do want to test that plan out and see if it does work, because it could be something that we could work with the community on.
As these proposals and options are being considered, what plans are in place to ensure that flooding in these areas does not have adverse risks for the local community?
Yeah, well, that's it. The advice that we've received is that working on this will reduce that flood risk significantly, because, you know, it is a significant risk, is my understanding. And, you know, wetlands and green spaces as well, and these kind of things play key roles in actually soaking up floodwaters, and there's a real big stormwater element to these green spaces. And so, yeah, look, I'm expecting, you know, whatever we come up with, that will be driven by a need to address some actually really serious flood risk.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.